Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bharat Jain from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY23 post-results conference call of Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited. Today, we are pleased to host the senior management of the company, represented by Mr. K.K. Bhatt, General Manager and CFO, and Mr. Shalin Patel, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and other senior officials from the management. As directed by the management, we will directly open the lines for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Megh Shah from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Bhatt sir, see, my question, first question is related to the March quarter. The March quarter was a good quarter from the revenue point of view and profitability point of view. So my question is that whether there is any extra income received on account of the higher PAF or something like that, or is the normal income only?
See, this is a normal.
Hello?
This is a normal income only.
So what was the PAF for the full year, sir?
PAF, see, basically, we business line, solar, wind, mining, SLPP, so all have different kind of PAF. Let me explain you. See, all the payments which we are going to get from GUVNL based on the PPA, which are technically, categorically takes into consideration yearly commercial availability of the station.
Yes, sir.
So therein, as per PPA, there are certain other factors also, like fuel cost reimbursement on actual basis as per the commercial terms of PPA. So all these things have to be worked out, crystallized at the year-end. Water charges, O&M charges, all these things are being calculated on yearly basis, and based on that, this is a normal income only.
But any outstanding income were recognized in this quarter or for billing or only the normal income?
It is a normal income only.
So can we expect this is the run rate for the next few quarters, or there will be a dip in the next quarter because the quarter four reported the highest revenue and highest profit of the FY23?
Mr. Shah, as I explained to you, yearly basis, there are certain factors getting crystallized as per PPA, so we have to book accordingly. Theek hai? So accordingly, it has been booked as a normal commercial income.
Yeah, but can we expect that this is the run rate for the other quarter, or it is the only seasonality factor is there every year, the quarter four will report the higher revenue and higher profit?
There is nothing like seasonality like other business. It is governed by PPA. Again and again, I'm telling you, every year, see, first quarter again, based on the current year's data, we are going to bill to GUVNL provisionally. Certain factors are being billed provisionally. At the year-end, when actual figures are being worked out, whatever is the differential we have to build. So this is a normal phenomena as per PPA. First quarter again would be as good as last year's current quarter only.
Okay. Sir, because I am asking this question repeatedly, because we are recovering the fixed cost on the basis of the plant availability factor, and if our plant were available, commercially available for the as per the PPA, then we recovered the full amount of the fixed cost. It means this year we have recovered the full amount of the as per the PPA, and so nothing, because last year we could not recover the full amount of the fixed cost, as per my understanding. It can be wrong also, sir.
You are right, absolutely correct. Last year we could not recover because of the economizer beam issue was getting resolved. And this year also one unit we have again replaced the economizer beam. And that is the reason, and COH of unit 4 was being taken care of in the current year. So current year also there is an under recovery of fixed cost as compared to previous year. But plants have performed very well, so we could manage the profitability as per PPA in a well behaved manner.
So our PLF, generally we recognize the PLF as the efficiency of the plant. And is there any connection of the PLF with the profitability and revenue, or whatever be the PLF, whether the PLF is higher or lower, it has no connection with the profitability?
See, PLF has certain level of connectivity with the profitability, but not in totality. Commercial availability is more important, because my plant is available, and if I am not being allowed to generate because of some certain factors like wind is more, solar generation is more in the grid, so I am not being told to generate, even I am available, so I will be going to get the full fixed cost. So these are all the factors which play into consideration.
Okay, sir. Sir, we were supposed to receive some insurance amount on account of the loss of profit from the insurance company. Do we have received anything, or it is still in the pipeline?
That insurance claim is under process. As you know, big claims, they generally take time. But we are hopeful that most queries have been sorted out, and I think this financial year we are expecting the recovery from the insurance company, loss of material, and subsequent to loss of material, insurance company will take into consideration loss of profit.
And what will be the amount, sir, approximately amount of that that amount?
3 crore would be 3 to 4 crore is the material loss, and loss of profit is around 12 to 15 crore.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the revenue and EBITDA of the non-renewable and renewable for the FY23?
The EBITDA of renewable division, you are asking just a minute, that we have to work out.
And the revenue?
The revenue from you are asking about the RE division?
Yeah, RE division and non-renewable, on lignite, and because the gas plant was not operating in FY23. So only the lignite versus solar and wind.
Just a minute, sir. Thermal division total sales is 1082 sales.
Yeah, 1082. Yes.
Yes, and this renewable, it is around, sale is 266.
And EBITDA number?
EBITDA we have to work out. I can tell you just a minute. EBITDA from renewable is 231.
Mm-hmm.
231 crore. And from solar, it would be around...
Thermal, lignite.
Thermal, let's just a minute. $269, roughly.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And sir, what is the progress status of the Khavda and when the first commercial production will start? What is the fund utilized till today?
See, the Khavda, we are going to set up 600 megawatt solar project for which LOI has already been issued by UNL. And PPA is likely to be executed at ₹2.73, and the timeline for the project commercial start is November 2024. So initial kickoff tenders have already been placed. POS and PV module is likely to take place. Major two tenders are likely to be over by next 3 months, and most of the other works have already started at this time. Our Khavda park activities are at full swing, for which necessary tenders all are in place. So park activity is going on at full swing. Around 200 crore we have already spent, and for project main tenders are already in place within the next 3 months, and the work will start post this monsoon.
Okay. So park will be ready first and then the project will start. So the equipment, the solar equipment will be installed later on. The first, the park will be ready.
Parallel activities will go on. Certain activities, roads, PSS, cooling station, all these things, and the project activity will also go parallelly, because there is no direct correlation with the park activity and project. So there are certain activities which has to be done before project takes place, that already been taken care of.
Okay. And sir, can we expect the 5 to 5.5 crore rupees per megawatt cost?
It is slightly more than this, because the terrain is slightly very difficult terrain. Civil cost and everything is very high. I can put to our CGM RE project, he can explain why the cost is slightly high.
Yeah, please.
Good afternoon, sir. This terrain is land is under liquefaction, so we have to go more in depth for the foundation. So civil cost is slightly higher due to the atmosphere and due to the wind and earthquake zone, it is our design is to be slightly robust. So compared to the conventional RE, the Khavda tariff will be slightly higher. So cost will be, if normal solar 5.5, you are what you are just telling, it is correct, but this it will be around 5.8 or so. But due to the sir, size, we are hoping that our cost will be competitive also, sir.
So the first phase, say we just what sir told, 600 megawatts will be the under the first phase. So total cost may be around 3,600 crore rupees maximum. And out of that 3,600 crore, is the GIPCL going to receive any subsidy or for any user development charge from the government?
Basically, project is having two dynamics. One is the park, wherein we are going to get MNRE subsidy. Park cost, we are going to get the subsidy. For project, there is nothing like subsidy. Project has to be built on own pocket money, debt and equity, and tariff is competitive tariff, which is a good tariff for us to get a better IRR.
And any for any other developer, there is any bidding has done, or because to know the pricing, because you quoted the ₹2.73 will be the price tariff. So, any other NTPC or other developer has quoted anything?
Tech Park, one tender has already been over, wherein 2 rupees 73 paisa, 2 rupees 89 paisa tariff has already been discovered, and NTPC is selling to the central government that is 2 rupees 48 paisa.
Okay. So 2 rupees 73 paisa will cover the our interest cost there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so what could be the, what will be the IRR of this project? Is it on equity, what could be the IRR we are expecting?
It would be post-tax IRR would be around roughly
12%. Okay. And sir, Gujarat government dividend policy is applicable to GIPCL? If yes, then why the dividend is less as compared to our expectation?
The dividend policy is a guideline by the GOG, and this time we have given better dividend than the past 2 years, looking to the request 37.5. Last year it was only 30. We have paid more, I think.
Yes, yes, yes. It is higher than the previous year. But Gujarat government has registered 30%, minimum 30% of the PAT or 5% of the net worth. So our net worth is higher. So we were expecting some higher dividend from the company. Is it because of the, we required the large capex on hand, that's why we are conserved that dividend, or we are not falling under the Gujarat government policy?
As such, we are not. See, it is basically, as I explained to you, this is a guideline that at least some profit has to be shared to the equity partners, so that the policy was published by the GOG, which is basically a guideline in nature, and looking to the government support which we are getting, being a GOG entity, we have also fallen in line with the GOG requirement and the guideline. 30% of the PAT we have declared the dividend. 5% of the net worth, it is not possible, as none of the GOG control and GOG companies have declared that. Everybody has done the 30% only. So everybody has fallen in line with the guideline of the GOG.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So first I wanted to confirm the numbers that you gave just now. So the EBITDA for the RE, you mentioned 131 crores or 231 crores?
231.
Okay. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions on the expansion side. So you mentioned that the first 600 megawatts will be commissioned by November 21st. If I look at the tariff, this should be, generating roughly 400 crores approximately after it reaches the optimum PLF.
Pardon, what you are saying?
I'm saying that once the 600 megawatts of solar plant get commissioned, is it reasonable to assume that we'll generate 400 crores of revenue after it reaches the optimum PLF?
Roughly, just a minute. Yes, it is more than 400.
More than 400, how much that would be?
Pardon?
How much that would be the total revenue?
430 crores,
okay. So what will be CAPEX for this year as well as next year, since we have this 3600 crores of CAPEX in pipeline, as well as we are developing the RE park? So what kind of CAPEX should we be expecting this year as well as the next year?
This year CAPEX would be slightly on a lower side, because post-monsoon we are looking to award these tenders, and work will start post monsoon. And thereafter, even if we have to pay for the initial payments and other payments which are as per the tender, it would be 10 to 20% of the cost. Rest of the cost will go in the next financial year when the PV module and BOS are likely to start the receiving at the site and commissioning.
So what will be the total capex? Because we will be incurring some capex even in the park development. So total capex for this fiscal and the next fiscal, what will it be?
Roughly you can take 6 crore per megawatt. This is the thumb rule which we are assuming right now, the capex at the Khavda.
Okay. So what you are saying is that 32 to 3300 crores of capex will be incurred in FY25 and 3 to 400 crores of capex will be incurred in this year.
No. There are two types of capex. One is the park developer capex and the project developer capex. These I am talking about the project 3600 crore total project cost, 600 megawatt. Park cost would be 1,000 to 1,200. Out of that, first phase cost would be around 600 crore that we are going to incur.
Okay, this 600 crores will be incurred by FY25 in the next 2 years.
Yes, by.
Sorry?
By 2024.
Okay. That is in the current fiscal you are saying, the 600 crores, total out of which we already spent 200 crores.
Correct.
Okay. And will this entirely be solar, the total capacity that we'll set up for our own, the capacity that we'll be running on our own, roughly 1200 megawatts is what you have mentioned. So will this be entirely solar? If not, then what is the split between wind and solar?
See, it is solar only.
Okay, it's purely solar. Understood. So despite the fact that the gas plant, the gas prices have actually cooled down, the gas plant one has not yet resumed operations. So when are you expecting the gas plant one to restart?
We are also closely monitoring the gas prices and we have maintained the stations in preservative mode. As soon as the gas prices comes into the merit order requirement of the our promoters and UNL, we will start the gas plant.
Any timeline to that?
That timeline depends on the gas prices in coming days.
Okay. All right. So would it be possible for you to also share the PAF percentage on your website wherein you are giving the quarterly plant performance? Could you also...
That we will update within a day or two. I think we have not done. Okay, I will put that also. Not an issue.
Sure. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, so in last call you had mentioned that one gas prices drop to $8.5, then it becomes viable to start our gas plant. So I think the gas prices have already reached those thresholds. So why we are not able to still start our gas plant?
Sir, this is the price which you are talking is the naked price. If you add on that transmission, GST, everything, it goes to $12.
Okay. So prices have to fall further. Correct. Then only it becomes viable.
See, we are very keen to run the station, but price is the main issue. We are also very keen.
And sir, what will be the revenue model of Khavda project? Because we are incurring 1100 crore of capex, so how we will be reimbursed? Means what will be the revenue model of the project? Can you explain it briefly, sir?
See, the Khavda, there are two type of revenue model. One is the park development developers model, wherein we are going to spend around 600 crore in the first phase and 600 crore in the second phase, wherein 30% cost is being subsidized by MNRE. 40% cost will be the upfront development charge, will be recovered from the project developers. 30% has to be pumped in by GIPC. Okay, this is the model for the park. Project, we have to put in 3,600 crore project cost, and the plant will generate the power at 2.73 rupees. It will be sold to GUVNL, wherein we are going to get the profitability from the station based on our internal calculation. IRR equity would be around 12%.
So don't you think 12% IRR is very low and it is little risky?
No, not at all, because we have been running past two, three projects we have already did, wherein 12% is a conservative approach we are telling about, because the CUF and all which we have taken right now is conservative. It will go 1 or 2% higher. If it goes higher, IRR would be higher. So right now we are going very conservative.
And sir, regarding this park development model, you said 30% will be subsidy, 40% will be from other park operators, right? And 30% GIPC. Okay. And sir, one suggestion, if you see the earning presentation of other PSU companies like NTPC or NHPC, SJVN, they give all qualitative and quantitative details in the presentation. So why we cannot do it? Like PLF, energy generated in million units.
We will look into it, what they are giving, and we will try to see that you get all the details, what are they are giving and how best we can give it to you.
Yeah, please, sir, have a look at this company's presentations and try to incorporate as many details as possible in your presentation, sir.
Yes.
So what will be our peak debt when we'll be executing this 3,600 crore, 600 megawatt solar project? So naturally, even if we assume 30% equity, then also it will be, debt will be very high, no, considering our balance sheet size.
That is correct. But somehow you have to take the opportunity and then you have to go ahead. Otherwise, if you miss the bus, and then you will have next future, then new future development will be at stake. So you have to take risk for your company and requirement of the current scenario. And we
what is your internal target? I mean, what is your internal assessment? What will be your peak debt? I think it will come in 25, 26, your peak debt, right?
No, no, 25, 26, when date will come, this project will start generating revenue. So I don't have the issue of repayment of interest, because that project will generate the revenue and I have to pay out of that.
So when this 600 megawatt project will start generating electricity?
November 2024.
November 2024. We have spent any significant amount till date on that particular project?
Not yet, but we have spent around 50 to 60 crores. But most of the expenditure will start after the monsoon.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead. May we request you to use your handset while asking a question. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So apart from the 600 megawatts that will commission next year, there will be another 600 megawatts out of the total 1200 megawatts that you propose to run on your own. So any timelines that you can provide for the another 600 megawatts?
See, basically we have been allotted 2375 megawatt park developers opportunity. Out of that first phase 1200 megawatt we have to start by December 2024, on which 600 megawatt GAPCL is going to put capacity in own park on their own. Balance 600 we have already given our details to GUVNL for tendering process. They are going to publish tender, so it will be sold out to whosoever bids in the tender. And like that, our 1,200 megawatt first phase will be over. Second phase, 1175, we will see next year how the opportunities and how we are going to fund it. And according to the requirement, we will take the decision of 600 megawatt or 700 megawatt, how much capacity has to be taken by GAPCL in the next phase.
Understood. So what is the cost of debt for this project?
We have not yet taken any debt. It is in principle approval we have received from 2-3 big lenders. It is around
8%.
8%? Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kushal Jain from Kushal Corporation. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. The question is we are going to make investment of close to 1200 crores in the park development, and for the project we will be needing 3600 crores. So, if we assume 30% of park development, that is 400 crores approx, and project cost 3600 crores, so 4000 crores. So, by coming 2 years, we will be needing 4000 crores. How will we be funding this amount, basically?
Let me explain to you. Park 1200 crores, out of that, first phase, we have to incur 600 crore right now. In 600 crore, if you take GAPCL selling out the requirement of 30%, that would be 180 crore, and rest around 3600 crore for the project. So if you add 3600 plus 180, it is 3780 crore of capital outlay. 3600 we are going to fund it by 25% or 30%, 30-70 or 25-75 debt equity. So roughly requirement of the equity would be 2000 crore. We have already cash generation of around 400 to 500 crore every year, and we have already available balance sheet 500 to 600 crore in hand. So next 2 years, it would be very much easily we can generate 1,500 crore. Rest 500 crore equity, we will look into some methodology, how we can raise it from the market or from promoters.
Okay. So it can be like for the, if we require cash, we can come up with any rights issue or any preferential
maybe,
issue.
Maybe right, QIP, preferential, or to our promoters. If my promoters are also cash rich, if they put in money, I don't mind going to them also.
Yeah, definitely. And one more thing, sir, like you said that for the Surat power plant, we are signing PPA every year.
No, nothing like every year. I have not said nothing. Every year we are not signing. It has been signed for a period of 30 years.
Okay.
So every year we have to work out the requirement of fixed cost recovery and certain other parameters, fuel cost recovery, O&M cost, annual adjustment we have to do as per the PPA term. So annual adjustment are based on certain parameters which has been defined in the PPA. So that adjustment on the yearly basis we have to do.
Okay. Thank you. And one more, sir, one more thing, like in the last phone call also I have asked, like if we can get the better presentation of renewable part and the thermal separately, but it has not been given in the results or anywhere in the annual report also. So
we will do.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Noted.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I just have a couple of questions. So we earlier talked about expanding our lignite generation capacity. So do we have any update on that?
See, the lignite base, we are not expanding. Basically, it is a R&M project, which is as per the standard practice. It will enhance the life of the existing PPA base station, SLPP1, for next 10 years. And we have to incur certain CapEx on the plant availability. That is, technically, we have to do some expenditure on the machinery part to make it available for next 10 years. So for that, basically, we have to incur certain CapEx, as well as we have to acquire certain portion of land for mining purpose to cater the requirement of fuel for next 10 years. So that has already been in principle approved by QNL, with whom we have signed the PPA. So this project will take care of the project plan for next 10 years in hand.
Okay. So we are not at current stage looking at adding any thermal power plants, right?
No.
Okay. So, and just a final question. What was our lignite production in FY23 and what is the target for FY24?
See, basically, I can tell you very categorically, the lignite target is being fixed as per the requirement of the power station. So we are reducing, increasing our target as per the requirement of the lignite for the station for the year. Generally, we have certain amount of stock in buffer so that plant should not suffer. But technically, we have always available lignite to cater the requirement of the station. But for your understanding, 30 lakh metric ton was lignite was produced for the plant last year.
Okay. So I got the answer and all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Megh Shah from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the one more time and opportunity. Sir, my question is for the reconfirmation of the debt and equity portion. We have a total cost for the Khavda project first phase 600 crore for the park development and around 3,600 crore rupees for the solar project cost. So total cost is 3,780 crore, the DFCL contribution. So out of that 3,780 crore, you are saying only the GIPCL equity contribution will be 2,000 crore rupees and balance will be raised as a debt. Is it correct or I'm understanding something else?
No, 3,780, out of that, if you take 30% equity, it is 1,134 and debt portion would be 2,646.
Okay, so debt will be and equity will be 30%, and on debt equity portion, we are expecting the post tax equity return is 12% IRR, 12%.
Correct. Equity IRR.
Sir, and there is some. I had asked the one question regarding the EBITDA from the non-renewable and renewable. And you said that 269 crore rupees is the EBITDA from the non-renewable and 231 crore rupees from the renewable. The sum of this EBITDA comes to 500 crore rupees.
Correct.
But our PBT is only 253 crore rupees. I had the depreciation and finance cost. There is a sum shortfall because 253 plus 165 crore rupees is the depreciation and finance cost is around 38 crore rupees. So that 253 plus 165 plus 38, that's come 456 crore rupees. The gap is around 44 crore rupees. Even after I am including the other income in the total in the PBT, I consider the PBT plus depreciation plus finance cost. So 456 crore. So there is some mismatch. 231 is the EBITDA from renewables and 269 from the non-renewable. As you said.
I have given you a rough idea.
Okay, sir. Fine.
As you said, it may be here and there. 164 is my depreciation. My interest is around 37.54. As you said, it is 454, 455 is what you are saying is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can I assume that out of the 455 crore, 231 is from the renewable and the balance from the non-renewable?
Maybe, yes, you can take that.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Carvey Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. A few questions. So at current gas prices, what would be the converted electricity cost if you were to actually produce electricity?
Yes, even at this current gas price, what would be the per unit cost? Yes,
current gas price is very volatile. Like now, every day you will find different rate. Like today, it is trading around $9 per MMBTU.
You take 9 plus taxes and everything, so 12 to $13, it would be around more than 10 rupees.
Yes.
So we are also closely monitoring. Once it goes down below 8, for us also it is very much essential and easy to sell it to my promoter.
And sir, in case the promoter is not interested in buying the generation from the gas plant, do you have an ability to sell it on the exchanges also, assuming the price is around your is better than your cost of generation?
Sir, they are generally calculating based on what they are paying their requirement to the DISCOMs. So if my gas station price is lesser than the DISCOM rate, which is generally more than 8 rupees, so they are very well interested, their profitability, their commerciality works.
And sir, rest questions on the solar park that you are developing. You mentioned that the tender for the remaining 600 megawatts from phase one will be released soon. So can it, do you have any kind of firm deadline on that as to when the tendering process will be completed and awarded, and the tender will be awarded?
There are two big tenders, major tender. One is the balance of supply, that is for structural part. That tender is already available on the website, 1,300 crore. And for the module, PV module, it is under consideration. It will be published by, I think, next month. So both the tenders will be concluded before end of, by end of monsoon.
By end of monsoon, so that would be assuming end of August, but July or August?
You can say August, but work will technically start at the location by September end, because the, everything has to be settled down at the time.
And what is the typical time period that a developer would require to complete the 600 megawatt plant?
15 months.
15 months.
So, you had mentioned that there is a December 2024 deadline to complete the 1200 megawatts. So, will you, are you confident that you'll be able to complete this 1200 megawatts by then?
We have the past experience. We will, we can get it done by before December.
That is for your 600 megawatts, which I'm sure you'll be able to complete given your experience. But how about the other 600 megawatts that is out for tender? That would depend on the incoming developers for that.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. For that, UNL has to give them the specific, some relaxation timeline. They have to provide them if they ask.
So this December 24 deadline, is that applicable to you? I mean, what happens in case, you know, the 1200 megawatts is not able, is not completed, but... Excuse me, by December
24th. For GIPCL, park is available. So we are not going to be penalized for park development. My job is to make available park as per the government guidelines. But project, as you said, those who are going to get the, in the GUNL tender for capacity addition in our park, they have to put the station available by that time. If there is a slight requirement of plus minus here and there, they have to request to GUNL for some kind of relaxation.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. And then for the remaining capacity of 1175 megawatt in the park for the second phase, is there any deadline for that?
That is 2026.
December 2026 or earlier?
Yeah.
Sorry, just confirming. So the deadline is December 2026, you said?
Second phase, it is December 2026.
Oh. All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Anand Shah from ICICI through AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Bhatt. Very good evening. Sir, a ROE pe question tha that the return on equity of the business on a 3,000 crore network is fairly low for whatever reasons. And you always maintain that the IRR will be more than 12%. In that case, when do you expect the return on equity of the company actually to go back towards double digits?
Basically, earlier projects, if I add everything, so your present IRR in totality, if you see, it would be slightly lower than what I am telling about the project. But looking at the current expansion project which we have taken and we have sufficient, we are fairly getting a better level of IRR, as I explained, 12%, more than 12%. But the earlier project during the that regulated regime, PPA, what we have concluded, there are certain PPAs we have lower IRR than 12%.
In terms of operating cash flow, you are at 400 crores of operating cash flow per year for last 3 years. How do you see this? Because we also invest a lot for renewables. So we have a lot of segments at 400 crores.
We have this tariff is a levelized tariff for 25 years. For any RE project, initial cost, depreciation, interest cost would be slightly higher side as compared to what revenue is being generated. Once this depreciation interest next 4-5 years goes down, then the available PF profit after tax will start showing in a better time. That is, I am talking about on a higher positive manner.
So ROE will be lower in the early phase and it will go up towards the end.
ROE is the 12%
levelized I am
talking about. Totally.
But in the early years it will be lower and then it will go up towards the late phase.
Because if you have to be in competition, you have to compete with a big player in a very efficient manner, then only you are going to get the project for sustaining in a long run.
Okay, thanks. That's all from me, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kushal Jain from Kushal Corporation. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. My question is right now our renewable capacity is close to 375 crores, 262 solar and 112 wind power. And we said that we have got the EBITDA of around 231 crores. So, internally you must be having the margin and all. Like, what kind of investment we have made till now in renewable, and what is the EBITDA we are getting? So, basically, what is the return we are getting till now in renewable?
Renewable, we are getting return of around 12% plus IRR. All the projects. And profit is, as I explained, it is around PBT is 85 crore currently from the renewable sector.
Okay. So, alright. Because, as far as investment, I have seen we have made investment of more than 2,500 crores in renewables. But If I see the investment schedule of your last 5 years investment.
You have to wait for 2-3 years. Once the interest goes down, depreciation goes down, then because revenue generation will remain as it is, but all this expenditure will go down. Fuel is not there, then the profitability portion will go up in next couple of years.
Sir, but EBIT is not having any depreciation part. It is 231 CR. If we have made investment of 2,500 crores and we are getting 231, then it's less than 10% return on capital.
There are certain factors which are beyond our control. That is the wind velocity. Then there was some issue at the Charanka Park also. So all these factors have played last year to bring down the revenue of around 30 crore, 25 to 30 crore. It was down because of certain factors which were beyond our control.
Okay, sir. Sir, one more thing, we are right now looking at the debt of close to 3,000 crores by FY25 because of the investment. So, in case we are not able to make the targeted return, then our, profitability might be affected a lot because of huge debt. So, what are we doing for the protection of our profitability?
See, why we are going to hit, I don't understand. Because we have the back-to-back agreement with the supplier to put on the capacity, and we have our expert team. Last three projects we did well before the time, so there is no any such kind of eventuality may happen. But we have 1 or 2 months margin in our hand, that we rest assured we will be able to do the project well in timeline.
Okay, okay, sir. All right, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Mohit ji? Hello?
Yes, sir. Bharat sir, you can go ahead.
Hello, yes, sir. Yes, Bharat ji. Can we conclude?
Ah, sure. Yes, sir. So we would like to thank everyone for joining this call and thank the management of GIPCL for giving us the opportunity to host this call once again and patiently answering the questions of all the attendees. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mohit ji.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.